The Environmental Protection Agency has issued updated standards for wood-fired heaters. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The new Environmental Protection Agency wood heating emission standards reduce smoke output by two-thirds compared to current levels set in 1988. Allison Davis with EPA's Air Quality Standards Office stresses that the new standards, which take effect this spring, only apply to newly manufactured units.
If you have an existing wood stove or other wood heater, this rule does not affect you. You can continue to use that.
Davis says the EPA is allowing retailers until the end of this year to sell off wood stove models that do not meet the new emission standard, but adds that most units already do.
The majority of adjustable burn rate wood stoves sold in the U.S. today actually meet that limit. So we think that we'll have a lot of wood stoves that are already available that will meet the limit.
The new standards also cover previously unregulated units, including wood-fired boilers, but Davis says some of those appliances are also already up to the new standard.
A number of manufacturers have been participating in a voluntary program with EPA to make cleaner units available, and a number of those will already meet the Step 1 standards for those heaters.
A second tier of stricter wood heating emission standards will take effect in 2020, covering new units manufactured and sold after that date. States are allowed to additionally limit emissions, and Cindy Heil with the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Air Quality Division says recently updated state standards for new wood and pellet stoves are initially stricter.
DEC's standard is a 2.5 gram per hour from 2015 to 2020, where the EPA standard is 4.5. But then 2020, our standard would remain the same at 2.5, and EPA's would drop to 2.0.
Heil says that's also the case for Alaska's wood boiler emission standard, and that the state of Alaska will have to revise all its wood heating appliance emission standards in 2020 to come in line with federal regulations. In Fairbanks, with help from Tim Ellis, I'm Dan Bross.